Welcome everyone to the Shire Boutbrook Ordinary Council meeting 26th of February 2026. I declare the meeting open at 6:01. We acknowledge and pay our respects to the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and work. Council meetings are public meetings. The council chamber is not a parliament and parliamentary privilege does not apply. Elected members and staff risk health being personally liable if their comments are defamatory or breach any duty of confidentiality. Statements made during council meetings are solely those of the person making them. Nothing expressed at a council meeting can be attributed to the Shire unless it is adopted by resolution of council. The confirmed minutes of a council meeting are the official record of that council meeting. Verbatim minutes are not required. Please make sure your mobile phones are turned off or on silent for the duration of the meeting. This meeting will be audio recorded and made publicly available on the Shire website. We have all those listed in attendance on the agenda, and we have members of the public, Johnny and Thelma Britz and Sue White. Welcome. Apologies from the Manager of Financial Services, Malcolm Armstrong, and Executive Manager of Operational Services, Jason Forsyth. We have no approved leave of absence. Is there any request of leave of absence? No. Item 3, deputations, petitions and presentations. 3.1, no deputations. Oh, okay. Sorry. There. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Sue, you had a deputation where you would like to make a comment, or did you have a question? Okay. Thank you. Okay. 3.2, petitions. The petition regarding item 9.2.1 at the Ordinary Council meeting 27th of November 2025 will be addressed in item 10.2.2 of this agenda. We have no presentations. Public question time. We have no responses to previous public questions taken on notice. And public question time. Sue, you have a question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can I preempt item 10.2.2 and thank the council very much? they have done doing an excellent job on that item. I noticed that item 10.2.1 is a request from the swimming club to get a clubhouse, and I notice where they intend to ask for that clubhouse to be. Can I ask, originally, when, as the chairman of the heated pool committee, we were going to put our 2.5-lane heated pool along that area, presumably when it gets to the stage of the pool needing revamping, we will be able to do that again, or look at doing that again, so that it can be used all year round. Is it likely that fence will be, that there will be room to put it in that area?
Mr. CEO, are you able to answer that, or would you like to take that question on notice?
Through the chair, there's a number of problems on that. I'd have to take the majority on notice, because having a pool that's open all year round is a huge cost to local government, because we've got to have staff included on that. We can't have community members accessing the pool without that. So that would be a council decision, even if we had to replace the pool bowl. If council wanted to increase the pool area by including the swimming lanes, that's really up to a council decision and the design. I really wouldn't be able to answer that at this stage.
Yeah, I realise it's difficult for you because you don't know the history of what we had planned before. Currently, Darkin have a pool that is opened all year round, and that is managed by having two people swimming at a time, one of which has a bronze certificate. So, you know, it can be managed, but we'll leave that for another time. My next question is, when, I guess this is a bit difficult, when talking to the manager of the pool regarding their employment, can emphasis be put on the fact that lanes be available for the elderly to swim in at all times? This season, it's been wonderful that the young people have got so much attention with their swimming lessons, and I'm all for that. We don't want kids drowning in dams, we want them learning to swim. However, I've found it very difficult to get to the pool at a time that is convenient to us older people and not have a swimming club or lessons, mainly swimming club, with their kids going away to other competitions, for us to be able to swim against the wall of this, of the pool. You know, when you've got a 92-year-old swimming, who swims 10 laps a day, she does like to grab hold of the wall occasionally. So I just wonder if, you know, perhaps when you're talking to whoever, that can be emphasised, that something be somehow organised, if that's possible.
Thank you, Sue. I'm sure that the CEO will address that with the staff.
Through the chair, if I could maybe just try and address it. Yeah, at the moment, I suppose what we've got to remember, that is a community pool. So for us to restrict access to certain areas of pool for certain parts of the community, I don't believe that should be an operational decision. That should be a council decision to make. So I would probably suggest, Sue, that you maybe put something in writing to council to consider your request. I don't think that should be an operational decision, that being a community pool, it wouldn't be right for me to instruct the pool manager to reserve lanes for certain community.
Yeah, I realise it's very hard because she does try and do a good job down there, and she is doing a good job down there. But, you know, it is awkward for us. To swim at 10 o'clock is, that's the time when we're getting something done for the day. And then we like to go at 3:30, 4:30, and, you know, between that time. And that makes it a bit awkward for everyone else. Next, item 10.4.8, which is relates to Rylington Park. I was a bit surprised to see that, or sorry, perhaps I should phrase this as a question. It mentioned no more shearing schools. Is this a good idea? Because the shearing schools bring in people, bring in lots of revenue for the shops, and also there's talk of getting rid of all the livestock and the machinery there. Why have a working manager if that's happening? And if you're going to have a committee running it, why would you need to employ a working manager if you've got no livestock and no machinery and the place is being leased out? That's all I've got to say today. Okay.
So as far as the shearing schools are concerned, that was not our decision. AWI, excuse me, AWI were advised us that they wouldn't be able to continue with the schools. Ms. CEO, can I ask you to elaborate on that?
Yeah, correct. Through the chair, AWI, who actually provides the schools, they are having problems on their own, and they haven't been able to commit to being able to provide shearing schools in the future. We have, however, through the proposed model that we're putting up to council, reserving the accommodation for the sharing schools, if they are sharing on a neighbouring property for whatever reason, that they can still use that for the students using that sharing school.
And the working manager?
Through the chair, that's probably an operational matter that will be dealt with from an operational side.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Johnny, did you have a question?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Johnny Britz. I just have a couple of questions regarding 10.4.8, the proposed changes to the Rylington Park operational model. I noticed that model two that was suggested as a possibility meant a committee hands-on operational role, which in my view is at risk of exposing council of breaching the separation of powers between what councillors and council is supposed to do, which is overseeing finances, creating policies and strategic decisions, rather than operational role, which is a CEO role and a matter for the CEO and employees of the council. My question is just, how is the council addressing the issue? Is Model 2 still being considered, or how is this possible risk of councillors being involved in operational matters? How is that risk being handled or mitigated?
Okay, so Model 2 is not the model that is being considered in this resolution, is it? Do you have that on the actual resolution? I'm gonna confirm which one it is.
Through the chair, it's actually a hybrid model of Model 4, which basically takes the operational side of things away from the Shire and Council altogether.
On Model 4, I noticed that there's a possible cancellation of the head of the county.
Apologies. On that, I noticed under Model 4, there is a possibility of cancellation of an MOU with the ECU, the Edith Cowan University, and I was just wondering whether that's a good idea and how will that be addressed, considering it's a 20-year agreement that is being cancelled after 5 years. Is there not a reputational risk to the council?
ECU had been consulted regarding that cancellation, and they were quite satisfied with that outcome.
So through the chair, just to add on to that, the outcome with the Model 4, they're happy with that change. We won't be cancelling the MOU with them as such. We'll still be carrying on with the MOU, but in a smaller capacity as negotiated with them. ECU isn't really interested in doing, I'll call it broad acre trials. They do more digital farming type of aspects. The Model 4 includes us retaining the training room, as well as getting the accommodation and the kitchen. So they were quite happy to say that that was sufficient for them to be able to still do their digital farming trials and inquiries on that. We do still have a trial area. We're putting aside 10 hectares for any trials that anybody wants to do. And I'm sure ECU would be liaising with those guys as well to see how they can actually do digital farming on their trials.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have another question, Sue?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry. regarding the item about, and I haven't written it down, about Forest Products Commission not paying rates to the Shire.
Yes.
Would it be advantageous for the individual organisations that receive MOUs, and I'm thinking now of Visitor Centre, Museum, CRC, would it be advantageous for them to write to a person of authority, not just the Shire but further up, to support the Shire move to get rates paid to the Shire?
Yes, there will be an item, a media item coming out, press release coming out in the next couple of days, just talking about that item with information and suggestions on how the community can help with this. Okay. No further questions? Item 5, declarations of interest.
Through the Chair, we do have declaration of financial interest from Councillor King on item 10.3.1, being a business owner on business owner of CAT PTY. Also have another disclosure from Councillor King on item 10.2.2, an impartiality interest regarding the rescission of the resolution regarding the relocation of the zoo train due to have signed the petition that was submitted to Council.
Thank you. Item 6, Ordinary Council Meeting Minutes, 29th of January 2026. I have a resolution there that the minutes are confirmed as the true and accurate record. Do I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried. Item 7, Presidential Communications. Now, I do have a list. A list will be published with the minutes, but a couple of highlights from my activities throughout the month have been Leonard and I met with Sean Marnie at Jijilup Village Incorporated in Bridgetown just to talk about the aged care options, the requirements and the Jijilup Village independent living model to help further independent living in Boyup Brook. So that was a very informative meeting that we had. On the 12th of February, Leonard and I met with community members Adrian Price, Elizabeth Corrigan and Sonia Watmore to discuss the future of e-waste dismantling at the Boyup Brook Transfer Station. I believe that Adrian has met with the CRC to see how they can help with that organisation that was Precious Waste and maybe incorporate that, reinstate that again. I opened the 2026 Country Music Muster on the 14th of February, and thank you to President Colin Hales and the committee and all the volunteers for their outstanding efforts in delivering such a successful event. I also attended the Upper Blackwood Ag Society AGM on the 18th of February. Unfortunately, no nominations were received for president of the committee, and the AGM has been adjourned till the 11th of March. It's hoped that media coverage will attract someone to nominate for the president, and the continuation of the Dinner Nup show is dependent on filling the executive committee positions. The full list will be on with the minutes. Item 8, report by elected members. Start with Deputy President Councillor King.
I have nothing to report.
Thank you. Councillor Wright?
Well, I did have a chat to Kerry Brown about Rylington and ECU chasing up on the funding they got for the phase out of live export.
Oh, yeah.
And I've told them that I'd be on that committee with them.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. Councillor Moore?
Nothing to report from me.
Thank you. Councillor Ingalls.
all quiet on this end.
Thank you. Item 9, Councillor questions on notice. We have none. Item 10, reports of officers. 10.1.1, removal of 4 lemon-scented eucalyptus gum trees located at the Administration Town Hall car park. We have the officer recommendation there. I won't read it all out, but it is clearly stated on the agenda. Do I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Moore. Would you like to speak to the item, Councillor Wright?
Yep. As we discussed earlier, I think it's a good idea. They've become unsafe, and the upgrade of the sewage section and the ability to irrigate some ground around, it'll just save us a bit of money and time, and the safety side of it. I think it's a good idea that they come down, unfortunately, but they got very big.
Thank you. Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to the item?
Yes, sorry. I agree there is an obvious safety issue there. We commented on the children coming from the playground across the toilets, etc. Those large nematocystic gums are prone to dropping branches when it's not expected. And I think it's, unfortunately, I think it's time to look at replacing them with something more suitable.
Thank you. Any speakers against? Put the item to the vote. All those in favour? Carried. 10.2.1, Boyartbrook Amateur Swimming Club Clubhouse. We have the officer recommendation there. Could I have a mover for that recommendation, please? Councillor Ingalls, seconded. Seconder, Councillor King. Would you like to go into committee to discuss this? Or are you happy with the recommendation? Okay. Would you like to speak for the recommendation, Councillor Ingalls?
I just think that if a club is willing to do some fundraising, and it sounds like the swimming club have cranking along quite well, they've got a lot of kids and they're now starting to go into out-of-town competitions, whereas once they used to just train and that was it, but now they seem to have the numbers, and I think we should get behind them, and I think it's a good idea, actually. Thank you.
Councillor King, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yeah, I agree with Councillor Ingalls. I think any small group like that that's thriving, we should be doing everything we can to encourage them.
Speakers against? Put the item to the vote. All those in favour? Carried. 10.2.2, rescission of Resolution 2 to Council Decision 25-10-188 Zoo Train Shed Location. We have the officer recommendation as presented. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Ingalls.
So I'd just like to remind the Chair that I've got an impartiality declaration on this item.
Thank you. Councillor King has an impartiality declaration. Moved, Councillor Ingalls, seconded, Councillor Wright. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Ingalls?
Sure. Since we went and had a site inspection and with reallocating some money to make it look a better place and, had the risk there of moving the monogram and something could happen, which we don't want to see that happen, and if we just sort of put a garden around there and think roses, I think it will be an attractive spot too, and I think it's a good idea.
Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Wright?
Oh, David's covered it all off. Yeah.
Okay, speakers against? Put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Carried by absolute majority. 10.3 Corporate Services, 10.3.1 List of Accounts Paid in January 2026.
Madam President, I have a financial impartial, financial, what do you call it, conflict interest on this. Couldn't get that, sorry.
Thank you, Councillor King. Councillor King is leaving the chambers at 6:25. Have a mover for the recommendation. Councillor Ingalls, seconded. Councillor Moore. Would you like to speak to the motion? Put the motion as presented. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. 10.3.4. Thank you. Councillor King returned to the chamber at 6:25. That previous motion was carried. Councillor King. 10.3.2, monthly statement of financial activity for the period ending 31st of January 2026. We have the officer recommendation. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor King. Would you like to speak to the motion? Put the motion as presented. All those in favour? Carried. .3.3, request to review local laws. We have an officer recommendation there to request a revision of local laws as listed. Could I have a mover for the motion, please? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Ingalls. Would you like to speak to the motion? Councillor King? Okay, Councillor Ingalls?
No.
Okay, put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Carried by absolute majority. .4.1, Boyartbrook Medical Services monthly activity report for January 2026. Have an officer recommendation to receive the monthly activity report. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Wright. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 10.4.2, repair of John Deere tractor loader. Officer recommendation as presented on the agenda. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor Moore. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Ingalls?
No.
Okay, Councillor Moore?
No.
Speakers against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried by absolute majority. 10.4.3, Boyartbrook Caravan Park monthly report for January 2026. Officer recommendation to receive the monthly report. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Wright. All those in favour? Carried. 10.4.4, Boyartbrook Swimming Pool monthly report for January 2026. Officer recommendation to receive the monthly report. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Moore, seconded Councillor Ingalls. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 10.4.5, Chief Executive Officer Annual Performance Review 2025-26 process. Have the officer recommendation as presented on the agenda. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Ingalls. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor King?
No.
Okay, Councillor Ingalls.
When do we decide what date?
Sorry, it says in here we've got an inserted date.
Oh, it does too. Yep.
We have to pick.
Okay.
Need to go into committee to discuss, talk about that, or can we just...
We can... Do we need to go into committee?
Into committee, or we can just decide on
the date. Or we can just decide on the date, yep. There is a... We have to give you 14 days notice, isn't it, on there? So...
Correct, Chair. If I can suggest, councillors are coming in for our long-term financial plan workshop. We could possibly do that at the same time. At least that saves councillors having to drive in and out.
Okay. And that date was?
12th of March.
12th of March. 12th of March at 7? Oh,
no,
is it going to be after?
We got quite a busy afternoon that one, so we got a 4 o'clock site meeting. We've got a 4:30, 5 o'clock long-term financial
yes.
plan that goes until 8 o'clock, so we can either do it at 3 o'clock or after 8 o'clock, whichever council wishes to do.
Okay. So if we make it 8 o'clock and we finish earlier?
We can do it earlier, Councillor, because, it's a confidential item.
So. Okay. All right, then. So we'll go for 8 o'clock on the 12th of March. Okay. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried by absolute majority. .4.6, proposed recreation centre development and implementation plan 2026. Officer recommendation as presented on the agenda. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Ingalls. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor King?
No.
Councillor Ingalls? No. Speakers against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. .4.7, Budget Review 2025-26, consideration of the expenditure adjustments due to the uncertainty of the Forest Products Commission equivalent rate revenue. We have an officer recommendation there. So I'll put the officer recommendation as listed on the agenda. If I could have a mover for that, please. Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor Moore. Would you like to speak? Like to go into committee or would you?
Oh, no, I'll just have a conversation of, I think it's a good idea because we're going to lose, or the community loses a lot of money by this being taken out of our hands, or the money not actually ending up here. We all know that, but so if we can get a bit of media release and get it out there, and like I say, the MOUs with other stuff that the Shire gives out, it'd be good if they could write a letter or something with a Shire letterhead on it to say what they're going to probably miss out on. No, I think it's a good idea that we stand and fight for what's ours.
Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to the motion? Okay, speakers against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried, absolute majority. Item 10.4.8, proposed change to the Rylington Park operational model. So we have the officer recommendation there regarding the proposed change to the operational model. Do I have a mover for the motion as presented? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor Wright. Would you like to speak to the motion?
Actually, there was just one thing I was going to say, and I was reading it before, and it said about if the fences should be removed, they would be replaced in the same location at the expiry of the lease. It should be before the expiry of the lease. I would, if we could just have that changed, please.
Okay, we can update that.
Once the lease is gone, we may not have the power to do it. That's all, but no, that's all I've got to say.
That's okay to just update that little wording, isn't it?
Through the chair, that will be put into the lease document itself.
Yeah, okay. Who was it? Councillor King? Councillor Wright, sorry.
Oh, I think the resolution is very good, and the community and the farm and ECU and all involved will be the winners out of this decision.
Any speakers against? Speakers for? Councillor King?
Yeah, I think although I'm sad that it's gone this way, I think really for the community it's the most beneficial outcome. I was wondering if there's a time frame for item A.
Item 8.
A. Sorry. So it says that there would be a tender process. I just was wondering what would the time frame, would it be in the next month, 6 months later? Just wondering if there's an idea of where the time frame would be.
Which item was it, sorry?
A, so 1A.
1A. Yes, please. Ms.
Through the Chair, if Council approves the agenda as proposed, we can start working on the documents and put it out for a tender within the next month or two. It just gives the community a longer time to put something together.
Thank you.
Okay, speakers for, speakers against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried by absolute majority. .4.9 Proposed disposal of property, lot 38 Mitchell Avenue, Boyup Brook. The officer recommendation to receive the offer of purchase for lot 38 Mitchell Street. And the rest as presented on the agenda. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor King, seconded. Okay. Councillor Ingalls. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor King?
No.
Councillor Ingalls?
No.
Speakers? So the mover and seconder are happy with the recommendation as presented. Speakers for, Ingalls.
I know we were talking about the 60,000 before, but I see there's the whole 132. How's the division, or how's the money, is that what the other property is worth, or, sorry, am I speaking out of turn?
Ms. CEO.
Through the Chair, the property offer is 135. The resolution suggests that Council approve giving 5% of the net price to the museum and then the 60,000 towards the purchase of the other property.
Councillor Moore.
Can I request we go into committee?
Yes, of course. Moved, Councillor Moore. Seconded. Councillor Ingalls. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. And into committee we go.
Subject to the conversation we had earlier about perhaps quarantining that $60,000 rather than agreeing to purchase that land at this stage, was that not the decision we made?
We didn't make any decisions.
No, it was a suggestion, yeah.
Sorry, what? The motion is as presented. There was no decision made about quarantining. We were just asking questions about the motion.
Okay. Yep. So lot 86 Able Street, is that, which lot is that?
That is the block that the Shire are looking at purchasing.
Okay.
And that $60,000 was going to be just quarantined for that purchase.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, move out of committee. Councillor King, seconded Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried. So put the motion as presented. All those in favour? Carried. Absolute majority. .10 Implementation of a compressed 4-day work week for full-time administration staff. Have the officer recommendation there to endorse the implementation of the 4-day working week. with those other conditions, the proposed public holiday substitution, and note that the arrangement will operate through two fixed teams with designated non-working days of Monday and Friday, respectively. Do I have a move for that recommendation? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Moore. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor King?
No, Madam President.
Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Moore?
Yeah, I think it's a very worthwhile trial. I work in and have children who work in variable work hour environments where they can choose to take a four-day working week if they like, and generally it's quite successful, so I think it's worth trialling.
Speakers against? Speakers for? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Ten point five point one, draft renewable energy planning code and proposed amendments to the planning and development significant development regulations 2024 council submission. Have the officer recommendation as presented on the agenda. Do I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor King. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Ingalls?
No, I'll save my bit.
Councillor King?
No, Madam President.
Okay, speakers against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 11, minutes of committees. 11.1, Local Emergency Management Advisory Committee meeting minutes, 5th of November 2025. Have a recommendation to receive the confirmed minutes of the meeting. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor King. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 11.2, Rylington Park Committee meeting minutes, 20th of November 2025. I have a recommendation there to receive the confirmed minutes of this meeting. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor King. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 11.3, South West Country Zone meeting minutes, 21st of November 2025. The officer recommendation to receive the unconfirmed minutes of this meeting. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Wright. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 11.4, South West Regional Road Group meeting minutes, 24th of November 2025. Have the officer recommendation that the Council receive the unconfirmed minutes of this meeting. Could I have a mover, please? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Ingalls. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Item 12, motion of which previous notice has been given. We have none. Item 13, late items, agenda business matters. There's nil. Item 14, no confidential items of business. Item 15, closure. So I declare the meeting closed at 6:45 p.m. Thank you for your attendance.